Time for sport now. Warwick Hadfield is here. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Hamish.
In football, World Cup. What World Cup?
What World Cup, Hamish? Yeah, look, everything that could go wrong for the Socceroos went wrong in the wee small hours. Despite Australia looking the better side in attack, Tommy Urich in for the injured Andrew Naboot having the early chance. Peru scored first. It might have been offside, but there was no referral to the VAR and the hill suddenly got very, very steep indeed. Then Peru scored again. Lots of people in these parts crawled off to the land of counterpain to counter the pain, I'm sure. And just to render whatever the Socceroos were left trying to do irrelevant, perfidy from the French and the Danes, slavishly intent on much ado about nothing, nothing, booed at full time, in fact, by the crowd in Moscow for their lack of endeavour. Nil all when Australia really needed, or did need desperately, the French to win. So not even a Tim Cahill miracle would have changed anything. He did get on the pitch this time, and he had a few moments of spark, but to no avail, no goal, and of course no place in history, in world history anyway, but he remains, I think, the greatest Socceroo ever. So when the final whistles went in Sochi and Moscow, Australia had finished at the bottom of Group C. The Green and Gold Army is on its way home. Postmortems are underway inside and outside the sport. Lots of other codes will be looking on with some glee at this result. Soccer football's advocates in this country are putting the best spin on it they can. They'd make Warnie proud, some of them. Just getting to the World Cup is an achievement of itself, we're being asked to remember. And getting to the next World Cup, that's now the job for Graham Arnold in Qatar. First stop, the Asian Cup in the UAE next year. And that will be a challenge too, Hamish.
Not the end we wanted, but good on them anyway.
Well, look, it's an interesting time for all the sporting codes, football sporting codes in this country. Each of them needs a boost. The Wallabies needed one, or Rugby Union needed one via the Wallabies and probably got a half of it. Australian football's got a big issue at the moment with player violence and so on, so they're all got their challenges ahead of them.
Let's go to the tennis, Warwick. The news is much better for Australia out of England overnight.
Yeah, some revenge for what the French did in Moscow, Hamish. Ashley Barty had a win over the French woman, Kristina Mladenovic. Straight sets, that was at the Eastbourne Classic down in East Sussex. However, a couple of losses there too. Alex de Minaur and Daria Gavrilova beaten by Agnieszka Radwanska despite being the number 15 seed. And at the Wimbledon qualifiers, there were wins to Bernard Tomic, Tanasi Kokkinakis. He now plays Alex Bolt, who had a win overnight, and John Patrick Smith. So that's some better results for Australia at the tennis as we get used to or get ready for Wimbledon. I think Ashley Barty is Australia's great hope. I'm not sure what Nick Kyrgios is doing. He doesn't seem to be playing anyone at the moment. So we will have to wait and see what he does ahead of Wimbledon. But Ashley Barty, I think, remains as Australia's one great hope ahead of SW19, Hamish.
And in basketball, some pretty incredible news for Australian sport. Ben Simmons named the NBA's Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, look, amid some controversy, Hamish, some debate over his eligibility because he was on the Philadelphia 76ers list last season, but because of a foot injury, he didn't play a game. Now, putting all that aside, and most people do, I think most thinking people do it, I think there's a few people with their noses out of joint in America who didn't get the award. He does go into some pretty rare air. Others to be named Rookie of the Year, how about this? Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James, Tim Duncan, Allen Iverson, and Kevin Durant. That is rare air indeed, Hamish.
I noticed his accent didn't sound all that Australian on the news last night.
Yeah, that's right, Hamish. He grew up, spent a lot of time in colleges in America, having he's a talent being identified quite early.
All right, Warwick. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you after 7:30 this morning.
Good on you, Hamish.